Ja. Hare Krishna and good morning everyone. Good
Hare
morning.
Krishna，亲爱的奉献者们，大家早上好。
And we welcome you to another session of Preaching is the Essence.
欢迎大家来聆听今天的传播是精髓系列课程。
This morning we are very honored to have a very senior disciple of Srila Prabhupada with us.
今天早上我们特别幸运，又邀请到了 Srila Prabhupada 的一位特别年长资深的门徒。
Of course, you already know who that is.
当然，大家肯定已经知道是谁了。
His Holiness Kavi Chanda Swami Maharaj.
今天我们邀请到的就是圣 Kavi Chanda Swami Maharaj。
Another one of the many moons that Srila Prabhupada attracted to his movement.
又是 Srila Prabhupada 吸引到他的 Krishna 知觉运动当中的多轮明月当中的一轮明月。
Of course, he was attracted to Srila Prabhupada's movement in the early 70s.
早在70年代初的时候 ,Maharaj 就被吸引到 Srila Prabhupada 的运动当中来了。
And as many of the early devotees, he performed a variety of different services, but quite early on, he was out there on the streets distributing Prabhupada's books.
就像很多早期的奉献者一样 Kavi Chanda Maharaj 一开始也投入到了上街派书的服务当中。当然他也参与了很多其他的服务，但早期的时候他很早就去街头派书了。
He was one of the leaders of the very famous Radha Damodar Traveling Sankirtan Party.
他也是著名的 Radha Damodar 旅行 Sankirtan 车队当中的带头人。
Later on, he assumed the GBC position.
后来他又承担了 GBC 管理委员会成员的职位。
Taking responsibility for Japan and several other countries around the world.
负责日本还有其他几个国家。
We've known each other for a long time.
我们已经认识很久了。
Certainly, at the time of the Radha Damodar Party, and I believe before that.
当然是在 Radha Damodar Sankirtan 旅行车队这个节目期间，我们认识。当然，在此之前，我们也已经认识了。
And then when Maharaj assumed responsibility for Japan, he regularly used to come through our small Hong Kong temple.
后来，当 Maharaj 在日本服务的时候，他也时不时会来拜访我们在香港的庙宇。
So of course, in the beginning, both those yatras were difficult to attract new persons to Krishna consciousness.
当然，早期这两个地方，日本和香港都是很不容易的，很难把新人吸引到 Krishna 知觉当中来。
So we share quite a bit in common.
所以我们之间还是有很多的共同之处的。
And of course, as you know, Mars is also an initiating guru.
当然大家也知道 Kavi Chandra Maharaj 也是一位启迪灵性导师。
And so we're very honored to have him this morning.
今天早上我们特别幸运邀请到了 Maharaj。
So welcome, Maharaj, welcome.
Thank you.
欢迎 Maharaj.
Praises, but
So You know, generally devotees are quite inspired by the stories of the early devotees.
一般奉献者们听到早期奉献者们的故事都会很受鼓舞。
So could you tell us briefly how you were first introduced to Krishna consciousness?
Yeah.
您可不可以简单的跟我们介绍一下您是怎么来到 Krishna 知觉当中的？
I'm not sure of the exact order. I moved into one apartment and there was a sticker on the kitchen sink with the Maha Mantra.
我不知道到底几个事件的先后顺序了，但记得其中一件事情就是我搬到奉献者住的一个公寓，在厨房的那个厨房的那个水池那边有一个标识，有一张牌子，上面就写着 Maha Mantra.
Was a psychedelic, you know, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Must have been made by Gargamuni.
就写着这么 一排 Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. 我想那肯定是 Gargamuni 做的。
But I just knew Krishna is some Indian god, that's all. I didn't think about it very much.
当时看到之后，我想 Krishna 就是印度的一个神吧，我没有想太多。
But then I took some yoga class and he had pictures of Krishna on the wall and he played the Maha Mantra for us.
后来我又上了一些瑜伽课，也听到他老师播放Hare Krishna Maha Mantra， 也看到在墙上有 Krishna 的图片。
I think the first kirtan I heard though was there was a famous guy, Allen Ginsberg. He was the leader of the hippies and he helped Prabhupada a lot. And I went to his poetry reading and he had the kirtan 30 minutes before. So that was the first kirtan.
我听到的第一次听到 kirtan 是艾伦金斯伯格当时是一位嬉皮士，著名的一个嬉皮士歌手，他当时是他带领的 kirtan 唱诵。
What year was that when you heard that first kirtan? You remember?
I don't know. It might have been 67 or something. That was all just Allen Ginsberg. That's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
当时是。艾伦金斯伯格，他是一个嬉皮士，他领的 kirtan 挺疯狂的。我记得应该是1967年。
But somehow or other along the line, I knew I needed a guru, and so I decided I have to go to California to find one.
过了一段时间，不知怎么，反正我就觉得我需要一位 guru， 需要一位灵性导师了。所以我就决定去加利福尼亚州去找一位灵性导师。
Then I started driving, and during that was when the song My Sweet Lord came out, so I started playing the Maha Mantra on the radio a lot.
后来就是 George Harrison 的那首《我甜美的主》那个唱片出来了，所以我开车的时候就会播放着这首歌听着。
So I got really into it. Then I stopped at my friend's house in Oklahoma, and they had the whole album, and it had so many songs that were Bhagavad Gita philosophy.
我听得特别感兴趣，于是我就到了俄克拉荷马州的一位朋友家里。去了他们家之后，他们家有 George Harrison 的这那个整个，就是包括《我甜美的主》整个。完整的唱片，还有《伯加梵歌》的哲学。
One song was "Chant the names of the Lord, and you'll be free." The Lord is waiting for you.
这组唱片当中，其中一首，它里面有歌词唱到说，唱诵这首歌，唱诵主的圣名，你就会获得自由，主在等着你。
So I was thinking, okay, I'll do it, but what are the names of the Lord? I don't know.
我听了以后就想，好的，我会唱的，可是，主的圣名，是什么呢？我不知道。
So then I went on and I was in a place called Arizona in America. And I saw one devotee out in front of the university, you know, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Krishna. So I was fascinated by that.
后来我去到了美国的亚利桑那州，到一所大学的校门前，就看到奉献者敲着脑钹，特别疯狂的在唱着 Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 我就被他吸引了。
And I was sitting in my car, I think I, you know, the light kept changing. Finally, somebody behind me, and then later in the day, I went by there, and there was another devotee, and he was tall, and he was dancing very gracefully. Hare Krishna. So that was it. I thought, okay, this is it. I found it.
当时因为我是开着车的，坐在车里面听的，红绿灯也在不断的。在变化着，所以我得走了。有人在后面催我，我就走了，离开了。后来又在另外一个地方遇到另外一个奉献者，个头很高，就看到他双手伸向天空，很优雅的在边唱边跳，唱 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna。我听完之后，我觉得我找到了。
So then I said they had just got the house and they put a little handwritten sign on a tree somewhere, Sunday feast, so I went.
之后我找到一个他们新找的地方，奉献者们住的地方，然后他们也贴了广告牌说他们有周日爱心大餐，所以我就去了。
And I was late, like usual, so I went in, there was no, the other guests already outside talking about how great the food was.
那天我去完了，去的时候，其他的客人都已经在开始讨论，那里的食物多好吃。
And so I went in and they said, Hare Krishna.
我进去之后，他们就说 Hare Krishna.
So I said, Hare Rama.
我就回答说 Hare Rama.
And they got all excited, like, you know, he said Hare Rama, you know, he's some great personality.They started feeding me prasadam.
他们听我这么回应也很激动，觉得有人知道 Hare Rama 很伟大的人物呢，于是他们就开始给我派发 prasadam.
At that time I ate very little and we were trying to do this brown rice diet, you know, which was not very tasty andI never tasted anything like it. Everything was cooked in ghee, and they kept giving me more and more. I thought, these people really know God. This is it.
当时他有米饭，还有其他几样都是有放了素油的食物。当时我吃的并不多。他们不断的给我。天不给我天，然后这样的，下来我就觉得这些人真的是了解神的。
Then I was exposed to the old-fashioned bhakti program.
后来他们就让我接触到了，最初的，老的那一个 bhakti 节目，也就是培训新奉献者的一套体系。
Temple president sat down in front of me and said, you stupid, you're wasting your life, you better join us right now, you know.
庙长就坐在我前面跟我说，你真是太愚蠢了，你浪费了你的生命，浪费了你的时间，你最好现在就加入我们吧。
Then, I think, I don't know exact then, but I got Ishopanishad, and I read that all night.I could, and then that was it. I just was totally convinced.
后来我得到了一本至尊奥义书，然后一晚上就把它读完了。读完之后，我就完全信服了。
So the sequence, you were living in Minnesota, is that right? Where were you living?
That was my hometown.
Okay, and then you decided you needed a guru. I mean, you heard Allen Ginsberg, you heard chanting Hare Krishna. At some point, you realized you needed a guru, so you made your way to California. You went from Minnesota to Oklahoma to Arizona, and you saw a devotee in Arizona, and then you went to Los Angeles.
No,
is it?
I stayed in Tucson for some time, and then Krunder said, okay. So Brahmacharis sent me to Texas.
Hmm.
And I was supposed to go to Houston, but somehow I ended up in Dallas. And I was there for a while, and then I got sent to LA.
Oh, okay. Okay.
也就是您最开始是在明尼苏达州的, 后来, 意识到自己需要一位guru, 就去了, 加利福尼亚州, 当然在此之前您是听到了 Allen Ginsberg的, Kirtan的。 后来又去到了俄克拉荷马州，去到亚利桑那州，然后又去了德克萨斯州。阿玛然说，他在那个州待了一段时间做Brahmacari真守生，后来又去到了达拉斯休斯顿。So
interesting that you bring up George Harrison because. As we later learned, Prabhupada spent quite a bit of time with him explaining the songs of Narottam Das and Bhaktivinoda Thakur in the kind of the mood of separation. And a lot of that really found its way into that first album, All Things Must Pass, because I was also listening to that music. And really, very powerful. Even to this day, if I listen to some of those songs, I mean, he really conveyed that mood of separation. I guess that was the potency of Prabhupada. He was able to communicate that, and he beautifully did that in that music. And many of the devotees who were first introduced to the Maha Mantra and to that kind of mood of Bhagavad Gita and all that, the philosophy and the mood of separation through that music.
That's right. Yeah.
Translation.
很有意思，您刚刚也提到了。 您听到了乔治 Harrison 的唱片，这个特别有意思，因为我们知道早期的时候 Srila Prabhupada 也花了很长时间，跟 乔治 Harrison 介绍 Narottam Das Thakur 还有 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 的那些 bhajan 那些父爱的歌曲当中的心态，但这些父爱的赞歌所表达的心态和情绪，更多的是分离的情绪。后来我也记得。 George Harrison的那个唱片，一切都会过去那个唱片里面很多歌，我也是早期有听过很多，直到其实直到今天听起来都会能够感受到，里面有圣 Prabhupada 传递给 George Harrison 的这种分离的情感，而他自己又将这种情感在流行歌曲当中，在他的唱片当中阐释的非常的到位。 所以，我们看到早期有很多奉献者都是因为听了他的歌，才了解到圣名，了解到国家梵歌的。
As I say, that he introduced millions of people to the chanting. I was going to say that some years ago, I was visiting the United States and I was coming into Dallas. And in the airport, all places, I hear My Sweet Lord. And just at that point, the refrain of Hare Krishna mantra. And I'm thinking in the middle of the Dallas airport, right, all these thousands and thousands of people, perhaps unknown to them, but they're hearing the Maha Mantra. It's amazing, really.
George Harrison的流行歌曲其实把很多可以说 成百上千万人都听到了圣名，其实直到今天也是发挥着它的作用。我记得几年前我去美国去达拉斯，到了 机场，下了飞机之后就听到 George Harrison 的那首《我甜美的主》，正好当时就唱到了Hare Krishna Mahamantra 的那一句，我就想这个真是太了不起了。机场那么多人，他们可能都不了解 Krishna，但是却听到了圣名。
And actually, yeah, that song, My Sweet Lord, became number one all over the world. The album became number one all over the world, even though it was all religious songs, which was not the normal music of the time.
其实 George Harrison 的这个唱片，还有他的主打歌《我甜美的主》，当时一直粤剧流行音乐乐坛的榜首。很长一段时间都是这样。虽然说当时他这些歌，这个系列的歌听上去就是宗教类的歌，但依然很受欢迎。
You might also remember, Maharaj, you might also remember that, of course, he penned those words from Apple in the preface of the Krishna book, which he donated for as well. And you'll remember he did a tour.Concert tour like 74, 75. And if you remember, I'm sure you were one of the devotees. We had those Krishna books and we followed the concert tour. And, you know, we would just open up the book to those words from Apple, you know, and those books flew out. I remember that.
Right. Still in Japan, still. Oh, Georgie Harrison. They don't even know what this song is about. But it was separation. I really want to be with you, my Lord. I want to be with you. It's like, never heard such a thing before in the church. So,
Maharaj, 你应该记得在早期的时候 ,George Harrison 也为我们的 Krishna Book, Krishna 快乐的源泉这本书写了序。他们曾经有一次举办巡回演唱会，有34还是35场，你还记得吗？我们就跟着他的乐队他的巡回演唱会的路线去派发 Krishna Book， 每次派发的时候就只要把这本书翻到George Harrison 写了前言的那个部分，人们就很快就买书了。Maharaj 说现在就是在日本，人们可能没听过这首，对这方面不感兴趣，但是一看到这是 George Harrison， 一听到他的名字，一听到是他的歌，都会很激动，都会接受。而且的确他的歌里面能够他的歌里面传达了这种分离的心态。比如说其中一句歌词就是我的主我想和你在一起，我想和你在一起。这些是人们通常可能会在教堂里面会听到的一些歌。
So it was Prabhupada coming through. Prabhupada used him to introduce himself to the world. And also, Allen Ginsberg was very famous. And Prabhupada told him, before your reading, you should have kirtan. So he did. And many, many devotees, that was their first kirtan.
Yeah.
Prabhupada was using everything and everyone.
的确我们看到了，从 George Harrison 的歌里面我们看到他传达了圣 Prabhupada 的心态和他的意思。包括当时特别著名的 Allen Ginsberg， Srila Prabhupada 说你每次讲话之前都要唱诵，都要有 kirtan。 早期的很多奉献者听到第一次 kirtan 就是听到 Allen Ginsberg 的 kirtan， 所以我们看到圣 Prabhupada 在用着每一个人，每一件事，每一样东西。
So the Ishapanishad was the first book you received?
Yeah. Maybe had a Back to Godhead before that.
Okay, 至尊奥义书应该是您拿到的第一本有关 Krishna 知觉的书吧。Maharaj 说是这样的，而且还有回归神手杂志。
And after I got the back to Godhead, the next day the Jehovah's, I think, or Mormons, somebody came to the door. The Jehovah's Witness or the Mormon, somebody, other religion people, they came preaching, knocking on our door.
我拿了回归神手杂志之后，不久就有其他的一些宗教团体的人来找我传教，他们去敲我的门。
And we just said, "We're Hare Krishnas." That's all we knew about.
他们找我，给我传教的时候，我就说我是 Hare Krishna 的修习者，当然他们也不知道那是什么。
Because in the Back to Godhead, there was a, you know, Prabhupada, somebody was asking questions. So somebody said, "What about Buddha?"
因为我看到在回归神手杂志上刊载着一个对话录，就是Srila Prabhupada和一些人的对话录，有人就问说，那主佛陀呢？
And Prabhupada said, "You follow Buddha?" And they said, "No."
圣哈巴德就问到说，你追随佛陀吗？ 对方说不。
So he said, "Why are you asking?"
他就问，那你为什么要问？
Someone else said, "What about Jesus?" Prabhupada said, "You follow Jesus?"
又有人问说，那你追随耶稣基督呢？ 圣哈巴德就反问他说，那你追随耶稣基督吗？
Prabhupada said, "Then don't ask about Jesus."
对方也说不，那圣帕帕就回答说，那你也别问关于耶稣基督的事。So
that was really convincing. Then it said that Prabhupada said that this Kentucky chicken guy, Colonel Sanders, for every chicken that gets cooked in his recipe, you have to become a chicken. Then I understood reincarnation.
Every chicken has to be cooked according to the recipe.
No. See, in the United States, you know that there's KFC, it's called Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Yeah.
It's a chain of restaurants, right? It's in China as well. So there's Colonel Sanders.
Millions of them.
And so the comment that because he was killing so many chickens and frying them that he would have to take a birth for each chicken or something.
So anyway, then I read that Ishapanishad and I was so fascinated by it, I was so convinced that I just kept reading it until I finished it.
之后接触到至尊奥义书之后，我就完全入迷了，一直津津有味的读，一直到读完。 那特别的，里面讲的内容特别能说服我。
And so then started helping the devotees in many different ways, and then got the Krishna book, and the same thing. And the books, ever since the books have always been the savior.
后来又有不同的奉献者在帮我，包括Krishna book。 Krishna快乐的源泉这本书出来以后，我也尽快请到了一本。
You remember where you got that Ishapanishad from?
No, I had to jump them.
Okay.
It was like
I was在庙里请到至尊奥义书的。 是一位 Brahmachari 真守生介绍给我的。
They were only doing back to Gaudiad out on Harinam. They weren't door to door, but they weren't doing any book.
Mm-hmm.
当时他们做出去做哈利纳姆的时候，派的主要就是回归神手杂志，会挨家挨户去派。
They talked about it all the time how Prabhupada wanted us to distribute books, but they didn't take them out to distribute them.
他们一直在说是 Prabhupada 希望我们派书，希望我们派书，但当时也就派的主要。也就是回归神手杂志，其他的还没有开始派。
But
so when you read the Ishopanishad, was there something like a verse or a phrase or a purport or like some philosophical point that impressed you? Because you said you were impressed by it quite deeply.
And it was just everything. And the thing I especially liked was the Sanskrit.Which I'd never heard of before. But the Sanskrit slokas we could read because they were in English letters. I just was completely fascinated by everything in it. I don't remember. If anybody came to see me, I would just read out loud. Listen to this. Everything is so amazing.I don't remember any
particular point at all. Mm-hmm. 每当有人来找我的时候，我就大声的会把大声的把这个读出来。我就说，听听这个太棒了。
All right, so now you're a devotee. Now you're a devotee, and
trying to be.
I meant to say you became a devotee, and then.You were serving in Dallas, and then eventually you went to L.A. and everything. So, I mean, I guess there were a variety of different services you performed. I mean, in those days, can you describe some of them and, you know, amongst them, what became your most favorite?
Yeah. Well, when I was first in Tucson, I was married at the time, but we just did shopping and all kinds of things. I built the altar.And then in L.A., I was supposed to be in the city, in Dallas. But in Dallas, I started going out at night for book distribution.
您成为奉献者之后 ，Maharaj， 他说插了一句说，我没有成为奉献者，我只是在尝试着成为奉献者。所以问题就是您成为奉献者之后到了达拉斯又去到了洛杉矶整个过程肯定是做了很多奉爱服务的很多种类的服务的马尔就说之后呢在那期间我也结过婚然后我也甚至会在晚上出去派书
andSo even when I was trying to sell incense, you know, in the shops, I would try to sell books at the same time.
当时开着一个店，在居士阶段的时候，我开着一个店，卖香，还有其他的东西，同时我也会卖书。
And I was cooking.
也在做饭，这是我的一个服务。
And I would do dramas with Satsarup on Sunday feast.
还有会在周日爱心大餐的时候和 Swarup 他们一起演话剧。
That was, we were first in Dallas before they moved, now, then I was there when we moved to the current location.
但先是那时候是在达拉斯后来庙又搬了 搬到了现在所在的这个地方。
Then they called me to Los Angeles supposedly to manage the incense factory.
后来我又去到了洛杉矶，当时让我做的是去负责卖香这个生意。
And, you know, it was a big business at the time for the whole movement. And, you know, we're supporting the book distributor. So I was very enthusiastic.
当时对我们 Krishna 之觉运动，对我们社团来说，卖香还算是一个很大的生意，因为我们靠这个要支撑派书者，所以我也特别的感兴趣。
And I was cooking and doing articles and different things, but I was also going out for book distribution every night. So gradually, I stopped everything else and just went for books.
那段时间我是会我的服务有做饭、做articles，晚上的时候出去派书。那过了一段时间之后，我就把其他的服务都停下来，专注在派书这个服务上了。
And then I saw the traveling Sankirtan devotees, and I was thinking, I want to do that, you know. I was really praying, I want to do that.
后来我遇到在旅行做 Sankirtan 派书的奉献者们，我就想，我也想做这个服务，我就在内心祈祷，我也要跟着他们去做这个服务。
So then finally I got to go out on the traveling Sankirtan and then I kind of didn't come back.
后来就终于这个愿望实现了，我就出去和他们旅行做 Sankirtan 旅行派书，这一走就再没有回来。
Then we got this party that just distributed in the airports because I was thinking,You know, we have a lot of trouble traveling. It's raining sometimes, this and that. Police come. So the airport, we had permission. But we would go from airport to airport. That grew very big. And then Tamal Krishna Maharaj pulled me out of that for the Radha Damodara.
后来我又因为旅行派书也是有问题的，有时候下雨就很不方便，还有其他的一些麻烦，所以我又加入了机场派书队，我们获得了机场那边的允许，当然我们也是辗转不同的机场在派书，当时也派出了大量的书。后来呢，Tamal Krishna Maharaj就又把我邀请到 Radha Damodara 派书车队当中。
So you know what that was all about.
那后来关于 Radha Damodara 派书车队的事情，您就都知道了，都比较熟悉了。
Then Prabhupada left. We traveled with Tamal Krishna Maharaj for a while, so-called servant, and then went to Bombay with him.
后来圣 Prabhupada 离开之后，我就跟着Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj。旅行也当时算是在做他的仆人，后来我们又到了孟买。
And those days were very chaotic. Right after Prabhupada left, the Bombay Temple had just opened, and so many things were, you know, not finished.
当时圣 Prabhupada 刚好离开不久，离开躯体不久，所以很多事情都还是一片混乱。在孟买很多事情因为庙刚开庙，很多事情还没有做完。
So I became the manager for a while in Shuhu Temple. That was a real adventure.
我就做了一段时间的朱湖庙的总管，那也是对我来说是一个充满历险的经历。
There were very few devotees, you know, they most of only a few Indians.
当时奉献者也特别少，只有几位印度人，印度的奉献者。
Then I was sent to Fiji.
后来我又去了斐济。
And that was very blissful for 1 year.
待了一年，那是对我来说是特别喜乐的一年。
We just traveled around and, you know, did Harinam and went to schools and chanted and had Bhagavad Gita sloka contests. And it was, you know, everybody very friendly. It was a very wonderful time.
我们就出去 Harinam 派书，还有我们会背诵薄伽梵歌的 sloka 诗节，遇到的人也都很友好，所以那段时间特别的快乐。
Then after 1 year, somehow or other, I got back to America, but I wasn't very happy there.
后来一年后，我又回到了美国，但回美国之后就没那么开心了。
There was terrible confusion, you know, because right after Prabhupada left, so everything was confusing.
那段时间感到感受到巨大的迷惑迷茫，因为也正值 Prabhupada 的离开不久，圣帕巴的离开之后很多人都感到很迷茫。
So I volunteered for Japan.
我就
get a visa, then I went to Japan.
我就主动提出我要去日本，所以就申请了签证去了日本。
And somehow or other, by Krishna's, I don't know why, but quite a few devotees joined. Not big numbers, but they were really surrendered, and we had a huge book distribution, and, you know, the old-fashioned Harinam all the, every day, and book distribution. And...
可能是因为 Krishna 的人自 Krishna 的安排吧。那次还是有不少奉献者加入的，他们都也没有那么多，但是确实也不少奉献者就加入了日本的传教的服务，他们都挺臣服的一些奉献者。我们去了以后呢，就做 Harinam 也派发了大量的书。
And I was there most of the time then, just except for going to Mayapur Festival.
大部分时间我就在那边，在日本那边，除了去 Mayapur 参加节日。
And then I would go to Hong Kong sometimes, I can see.
在此期间，有时候也会去拜访香港。
Then I got on the GBC in 1987.
后来1987年的时候，我又成为了 GBC。管理委员会的成员。
It's what they call in the military battlefield promotion. You know, you're not qualified, but they need somebody, so they put you on.
这个就像是军事领域的就是有战争了，得你开始要有需要有人上战场了，即便。你不够格，但没人上你也得上，所以当时我成为 GBC 就是这样的情况。
Then somehow I became the GBC for Hawaii, Thailand,
Indonesia.
后来呢，又连续做了夏威夷，还有。印度尼西亚还有泰国印第安纳岛多个地方的 GBC.
Then one day Tamal Krishnamaraj called us and he said, Kavi, I'm giving you Indonesia.
Yeah, right. Remember that.
后来有一次 Tamal Krishna Goswami 就喊我跟我说 Kavi, 我把印度尼西亚交给你了。
So those places took a lot of my time away from Japan, but then I was in, I don't know exactly what came next, Israel and Africa.
后来刚刚提到的这几个地方像 那夏威夷还有印度尼西亚、泰国等等这些那地方的管理服务占用了我很多的时间。在此期间我就没有太多的时间再去日本。后来又去到以色列还有非洲一些地方。
They were all trouble spots at the time, so.
后来有很长时间在旅行。
Anyway,
you became the problem solver.
Yeah, it is.
后来
I don't know if I solved any, but just keep coming.
What was that service? Sorry, Maharaj.
No, we have, you know, this is life, you know. So, anyway, that was about it. So I was traveling a lot until this year.
之后的很多年，直到现在，我就一直处在旅行传教的状态。
So I, of course, I've known you for a long time, and I saw you distributing books for years and years and years, as you said, in the airports and particularly. You were distributing mostly big books at the time.
Yeah.
Devotees, you know, are quite fascinated, you know, for those who haven't distributed books, what to speak of big books. Could you describe a little bit about the approach and, you know, what you said and what people said and what the exchange was and how you actually convinced them to take the book? Get a translation here.
当然我了解您，我认识您有很多年了，就了解好多好多年来您都一直在派书，尤其是像您刚刚说到的在机场派书。据我所知呢，你们当时派的都是大部头的书，而且派了大量的大部头的书。那很多奉献者，尤其是还没派过书的奉献者，听到这样的成绩，是很惊讶的。所以您能不能跟我们也分享一下您派书的具体的经历，是怎么样接近陌生人，怎么跟人说，对方又是怎么说的，你是怎么说服别人请书的呢？
Well, the first, when I went door to door, that was in Dallas, and we had the Krishna book.
最初派书是在达拉斯，我们派的是是 Krishna book. Krishna 快乐的源泉也是一本大部头的书，我们在达拉斯是挨家挨户来派的。
It's about the size of a, you know, a 13-inch computer or something like that. Quite a big book.
就有点像三十英尺的笔记本电脑一样，当时真的是一本大部头的书。
And it had 64 pictures.
当时就有那本书里面就有64幅插画。
Full page pictures. So I didn't know much, you know, philosophy or anything. And people would open the door and we'd show it. We're selling this book or, you know, giving it. And I'd open up some pictures and say, these pictures are windows to the spiritual world.
当时有64页都是插画，是整张整张的插画。当时我也没了解多少哲学，不懂太多哲学。我们挨家挨户派书，敲开门之后，人家一打开门，我就翻到某一个插图那边说，这些画，这本书是通向灵性世界的窗口。
And...Maybe we were showing him the George Harrison thing also. Anyway, a lot of people were buying it. They'd just be fascinated by the pictures.
当然，我记得我们也有给他们看 George Harrison 写的序言。当时就有很多人请购这本书。当然，我想他们很多人是受到里面的图片的吸引的。
That is another Prabhupada's genius.He wanted so many pictures and paintings.
这就是圣 Prabhupada 的高明之处。他希望他在他的书里面加入了大量的漂亮的图片。
And when they see the picture of some Leela, they want to read it.
很多人看到一些逍遥时光的图片，他们就很想往下读。
Then, you know, traveling in the airport, as you know, people are rushing around. Mostly we just say where you're coming from, where you're going, what's your job. You know, it's like try to make friendly talk with people and show them the book and somehow or other, I don't know exactly, we say different things to different people.
在机场的时候，因为人们都是行色匆匆的，所以我们就简单的打招呼，想进行友好的简短的几句友好的交谈。大部分时候我们就说你是从哪里来，你要你去哪儿呀，你是做什么工作的。当然我们会根据不同的人说不同的话，就是想办法把书给到他们。
Books on yoga, whatever it was, different people, but the main thing is we just try to be really friends with people, really friendly, and then somehow they take it. It's, the book is so attractive.
有时候我们会说这是关于瑜伽的书，有时候会说点别的，总之想方设法我们保持着友好，让人们能够被这个书吸引，接受书。
So our party was, you know, quite successful. And when we went to India, people would say, well, how do you do it? We'd say, we read the books and we go out and give them out. That's it. It all comes from reading them.
我们的那个派书队其实是很成功的，很成功的。我们这个派书队到了印度之后，很多奉献者就问我们说，你们是怎么做到的，怎么派出去的？我们就说的很简单，我们读了书，所以就出去派了，就是这么简单，一切都来自于阅读。
And around, so we read the books, and so that's the basic formula that Vaisheshika Prabhu gives.
我们读了书。我们读了书，所以我们就出去派了，就派出去了。派出去之后，派完书以后，我们又再读，这就是 Vaisheshika Prabhu 他的著名的公式。
He says good sadhana.
他说要有好的 sadhana 规范修习。
Then get books.
然后要请书。
Then show the books. The more you show And,
然后要把书亮出来，给人们展示出来，让人看到书。
And organize.
还要有组织。
And it starts with the good sadhana and reading the books. You know, if you read them, we'll be convinced. And then Prabhupada said, our books sell by the sincerity of the devotees. Not by technique.
所以是要有好的Sadhana, 好的 Sadhana 是基础，你要自己认真的读书，认真的读书你自己会幸福，也会让别人幸福，也会说服别人。圣 Prabhupada 说，我们的书是靠奉献者的真诚卖出去的，不是靠任何的其他技巧。
Interesting that you mentioned, you know, showing the paintings, because both Vijay Prabhu and Navina Nirada said the same thing, that they usually open up the book to a particular, you know, color plate. For them, it was more of a philosophical, you know, kind of painting or whatever. And they would just use that to present, you know, some key philosophical point or whatever. And they found that was the most effective, just to show people and it was easy to kind of explain then.
很有意思的一点，你
bodies first.
Change bodies.
Yeah.
很有意思的是，你刚刚提到说把书先展示给人们，让人们看到书，把书亮出来。您有提到说给人们看那些彩图插图， Vijaya Prabhu 和 Navina Nirada Prabhu 谈到同样的要点，他们也是通常会把图片给人看，尤其是会挑选一些有着哲学内涵的一些插画啊，这是他们都觉得这是最有效的，让人们吸引人们的一个办法。马哈拉就说，常用的一个图片就是，灵魂经过不同的躯体变化的那个图片。
He says, where are you in there?
我们翻开那个躯体，从婴儿、青少年、中年、老年那个躯体不同变化阶段的那个图片，然后就给人们看，然后问，你觉得你在哪个阶段？你在哪儿呢？
That makes him really think.
这么一问，他们就真的开始思考了。
And then they have, you know, they start talking very friendly and close. And so that's very powerful. It's Prabhupada's genius. He stressed it so much.
就这样，他们就开始很友好的跟我们交谈了，就拉近了我们的距离。所以这真的是圣 Prabhupada 的高明之处。他特别强调彩图。
Anyway. It works for almost everybody. That's,
这个可以说是对每一个人都适用的。
But whatever we're doing comes from really reading the book seriously, open mind.
但无论如何，这都来自于自己首先认真的阅读。
Because that's the association with Prabhupada and everyone else, Narada Muni and the Pandavas and the Sringadeva and everybody. You know, we get intimate association by reading.
因为阅读圣 Prabhupada 的书籍，我们就是在和圣 Prabhupada 的联谊，还有和 Narada Muni 还有潘达瓦兄弟，还有那圣贤的书中的很多的伟大人物在联谊。
In Japan, I always showed the pictures, you know, the different ones. Because they believe in the sun god, you know, I'd show them that picture and say, this is knowledge coming down from the sun god. And,
在日本拍书的时候，我也会给他们看书上的插图，比如说会有太阳神的图片。我跟他们说，这门知识是从太阳神，早在太阳神，从太阳神那里就传递下来的。
You know, everything is just so beautiful. So it gets people looking at it and then you become closer. It's Krishna's in everyone's heart. He's waiting for us to approach them and show the book.
这些所有的插图都非常的漂亮，而且，我们把书翻开给人们看到这些图片，这样就能够拉近和人们的距离，让人们接触到书，接触到这些图片，而且我们也知道，Krishna 在每个人的内心，他也一直在等待着我们去把书展示给人们。
So that was. Always my favorite thing that I could always fall back on, no matter what kind of problems I was having personally or what kind of problems are going on in the world. And just try to either sell the book or encourage other people to read them and connect it, and everything becomes good.
所以这派书。读书派书和鼓励其他人读书，这始终都是我最喜欢做的事情。不管我个人的生活当中遇到什么样的个人的困难、障碍、挑战，不管这个世界上发生着多么大的灾难，出现什么样的问题，我都始终会坚守这几个服务：派书或者鼓励其他人去派书，鼓励其他人去阅读。这样一来。所以有的事情都慢慢的会调整好的。
So from what you've said, it seems that reading Prabhupada's books on a daily basis is absolutely essential.
Yeah, just like eating, Prabhupada said. You have to feed the soul also, feed the mind with something pure and good.
As an earlier devotee and everything, if so many ups and downs in the world, so many ups and downs in our movement. You mentioned especially after Prabhupada left this world, there was chaos. What's kept you going all these years?
I don't know. Just because of the mercy of Lord Nityananda. That's the only reason I got in the first place. And I always pray to Lord Nityananda.
作为最早期的奉献者之一，在您的整个佛爱服务的历程当中，肯定也经历了一些起起伏伏。整个世界也在这些年当中也经历了太多的起伏，还有我们的 Krishna 之觉运动，我们的社团本身也经历了不同的阶段。困难，尤其是圣普拉法的离开之后，很多事情一片混乱。那到底是什么样的原因动力支撑您一直坚持下来的？马哈拉就说，我不知道，那一定是主尼铁南达的无缘的仁慈，这是我能够想到的第一个原因，因为我一直都在向主尼铁南达跑步祈祷。
When I was initiated, Prabhupada said Kavi Chandra was a great devotee of Nityananda. So I took that. I need the mercy.
我启迪的时候，圣 Prabhupada 说 Kavi Chandra 是 Nityananda Prabhupada 的一位纯粹奉献者，所以我就理解到我需要 Nityananda Prabhupada 的仁慈。
And it's, you know, it's an association with devotees, of course, the whole society, but certainly not due to any of my own abilities or anything which I have nothing, but simply by the mercy of Prabhupada and Nityananda, and somehow just keep trying. Because Prabhupada said, you just keep trying, Krishna will help you, so things happen somehow or other. Mm-hmm.
当然还有奉献者的联谊以及我们整个社团的支持，还有其他的众多的因素，当然肯定不是我自己的能力或我自己拥有的什么，其实我什么也没有拥有，都是因为Srila Prabhupada的仁慈，主尼天南的 Prabhupada 的仁慈，我才不断的在努力。因为圣帕巴的说，只要你不断的在尝试在努力， Krishna 就会帮你的。
And of course chanting the holy name, you know, regularly, trying to chant attentively, and you know that is essential. That's our main, that's the only thing we promise at the time of initiation, that we chant 16 rounds every day. And Prabhupada told us over and over again, you chant your 16 rounds, follow the four vedic principles, andYou know, Krishna will always take care of you.
当然还有一个很重要的一点，就是规律的念诵圣名，尝试全神贯注的念诵圣名，这是我们启迪的时候发下的最重要的誓言。 Prabhupada 也反复在强调说，无论如何你每天坚持念诵号16圈，遵守四项规范原则， Krishna 就一定会照顾好你的。
All right. Huh?
So far, so good. So far, so yeah. Good.
Well, you know, we got a few more years to go, whatever. But We need association of devotees. That's, you know, sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha, sadhu shastra. Very, very essential. And association of devotees means, you know, Krishna katha, planning for whatever services are going on, festivals, book printing, you know, whatever the service is, working together for Krishna, associating to talk about Krishna. That's
所以奉献者的联谊很重要，奉献者的联谊就意味着要 谈论 Krishna Katha 有关 Krishna 的话题，要服务，一起筹备节日、过节、派事务、印书等等，一起，总之一起为 Krishna 服务，不管是什么样的服务。
So, if you were to give, some advice to the younger devotees, particularly on how to remain enthusiastic in the practice of Krishna consciousness and inspired to distribute Krishna consciousness to others, I mean, what formula could you give?
Well,
奉献者们，尤其是年轻的奉献者们，怎么样才能在 Krishna 知觉当中始终保持热情，热情的去修习，又热情的去派发 Krishna 知觉？你有没有什么样的公式可以给到大家？
Associate with devotees who are enthusiastic.
Hmm.
Yeah, association is like a touchstone. So whatever you associate with, it's going to make you like that.
与热情的奉献者联谊，这是关键。奉献者的联谊，尤其是热情的奉献者的联谊，就像点金石一样，你和谁联谊，就会自然的受他的品质的感染。And
now, you know, and of course for inspiration, Srila Prabhupada's life is the, you know, unbelievable inspiration. And now we have
Prabhupada的一生。 圣帕巴达的生平真的是非常鼓舞人心的。
You have so many books of Prabhupada, you know, Prabhupada's Leela, Prabhupada's life, and, you know, that's just an incredible inspiration for anyone who reads it. And now that, you know, there's so many videos, and you have a lot of things in translated, so take advantage of that, because that's a Prabhupada had so much difficulty, and he never gave up, you know, depending on wanting to please the guru. So we can take great from that. It's very special.
圣 Prabhupada 有很多奉献者写过有关圣 Prabhupada 的传记，他们所经历的圣 Prabhupada 和圣 Prabhupada 的联谊的。 一些时光，圣帕帕的肖时光，他的生平，他的生平事迹，还有一些关于圣帕帕的生前的一些录像、视频，我们都能够了解他的非凡的奉爱服务的一生。我们看到圣 Prabhupada 的一路走来是充满着困难挑战的，但是他却从未放弃，只是为了取悦他的灵性导师。 他的guru，所以去了解更多的了解圣 Prabhupada，我们会受到很大的激励的。Everything
we do, you know, if we do it with enthusiasm, but utsaha nishchaya dharyat, to be enthusiastic, other to do anything, and then we have to stick to it because there's always trouble, and we have to be patient. This is instruction of Rupa Goswami. Patience is the most important.
Rupa Goswami 说了，我们要对我们奉爱服务有利的几项内容，他就有说到热情，要有信心，要有耐心。不管做什么事情，要有热情，而且要把它做成功做好，要有耐心，因为在这个过程当中，一定是会有困难，有挑战的，所以就需要坚持。 坚持就是要耐心。
Don't get frustrated because we don't get some spectacular result right away, or we have, you know, unrealistic real expectations. Just try to keep going, and then you get everything. Krishna will give you himself.
不要因为没有利己的就获得惊人的成就，没有达到我们的设下的不切实际的期待就灰心丧气，不用这样，只需要坚持做下去，坚持做下去， Krishna 会给你一切的，到最后他会把他自己都给你的。
So if you're trying to chant like your rounds every day very nicely and, you know, prayingto chant very nicely, then the spiritual master gives you all kinds of blessings.
每天努力地念好我们的每一圈，并且祈祷我们能够念好每一圈，这样的话灵性导师会把所有的祝福给我们的。
In a humble state of mind, you know, this is Chaitanya's instruction.
以谦卑的心态去做，就像这也正是主查天尼亚的训示。
Everybody's instruction.
是给每个人的训示。
Serve the devotees.
服务奉献者。
You mentioned about attentive chanting, and I know in one letter that Prabhupada wrote to a disciple, you know, he said the process is very simple.Paraphrased, process is very simple. Just try to pronounce each word distinctly and listen very attentively.
Yeah.
您提到您提到全神贯注的念诵。我记得圣普拉瓦德给一位门徒的回信当中是这么写的，大致意思就是，唱诵圣名很简单，你只需要清晰的发出每一个音。认真的去聆听每一个音，这个程序很简单。Maharaj 说，的确是这样，很简单。
Concentrate the mind. That in the Chaitanya Charitamrita purport, Prabhupada says you should chant with your lips and your teeth and your tongue. You know, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.It's not a speed contest, it's a, you know, pronunciation.
Oh.
念诵的时候心要专注，在永恒的主产才念经一个世界当中，圣帕巴在要旨当中有说，念诵圣名，你只需要用你的嘴唇、牙齿、舌头清晰的念诵出 Hare Krishna, Hare KrishnaKrishna, Krishna, Hari, Hari, 整个完整的圣名，这不是在比赛速度，比赛发音，不是在比赛。
If you can chant with other devotees, it's really good. Now devotees are doing that online and all kinds of things.
如果能和奉献者们一起念诵，那也非常好。现在我们看到有不少奉献者会在网络上一起念诵。
I know that you chant quite clearly, because I often heard you chant very clearly, and oftentimes, you know, quite, I guess, slowly. As you said, it's not a speed contest. Also, I often see you chanting around Tulsi Devi, so it seems that Tulsi Devi is really important to the process as well.
Yeah, Haridas Thakur, that was his altar, Tulsi Devi.
Hmm.
我也观察过您的念诵，您的念诵特别的清晰，而且也常常念得很慢。您刚刚也说了，这不是在比赛速度，而且我也有见到您经常会围着 Tulsi Devi 念诵。那看上去Tulsi Devi 是很有力量的，对我们的念诵来说也是非常有力量的。Maharaj 说，的确是这样。Haridas Thakur 就是在 Tulsi 面前念诵的 ，Tulsi Devi 就是他的神坛。
So that's like I said, I don't have, you know, deep prayer. I don't, I just always try to pronounce the name, and I have a talk like, say you're leading kirtan, then you're going to be very, very careful how you pronounce every word, right?
Mm.
Because you know everybody's listening to you.
Mm.
所以我的念诵就是很简单的原则，清晰的去发出每一个音，清晰的发出每个音。我倒没有做太多复杂的特深刻的祈祷，我把注意力放在清晰的发每一个音。就像你每次唱诵的时候，领唱kirtan的时候，你会很注意每一个发音，因为你知道大家都在听着。
So japa, we should try to think like that. You know, Krishna's listening. Whether you're in the temple, he's in your heart.
同样的，在念诵japa的时候，我们也要同样有这样的意识，知道有人在听， Krishna 在听，他要么是在你的内心在听，要么在庙宇里面， Krishna 在庙宇里面的 Krishna， 还以这样的形式在听。总之。念诵的时候注意到 Krishna 始终在听。
So Bhaktivinoda said that inattentive chanting will produce offenses.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur 也说了不专心的念诵会导致冒犯。
So I was talking to Satchinandan Swami and we calculated that attentive chanting will annihilate offenses.
我跟 Sachinanda Swami Maharaj 交谈的时候，我们就讨论，得出的结论就是，那相反，如果能够专注的念诵的话，就能够清除冒犯。
So we try to stress that for ourselves and for everybody. Whatever we're doing, you have to be attentive to it. If you're cooking, you have to be attentive. Otherwise, you burn things or spill some salt or something.
所以这是我们强调的，就是专注。无论是念诵还是做其他的服务，包括做饭，其他服务都要专注。做饭的时候你不专注也会，有麻烦的，要么是烫到自己，要么是忘了放盐等等。
So, pray for me that I can really be attentive in my chanting. That's our lifeline to the Goloka.The holy name, Golokara Premadana, Harinama Sankirtana. The holy name came from Goloka. And when we're chanting, we're connected to Goloka.
我也祈祷我能够全神贯注的专心的念诵圣名，因为圣名是我们到达 Goloka Vrindavan 的绳索，唯一的这个生是我们的唯一的生命线。Glokira Primadana Harinam Sankirtan 声明是从 Gloka Vrindavan 降临的，它也会把我们带回 Gloka Vrindavan， 这是我们唯一的希望。
So it seems that the formula is always the same. It's always the same. It all kind of revolves around Panchanga Bhakti. And that's our formula. And to the extent that we can practice that in our lives, to that extent we remain fixed and we advance.
Yeah, right. Like you have done.
看来我们的成功的公式始终都是一致的，也就是我们的 Panchanga Bhakti 最有力量的五项奉爱服务。只要我们始终坚守，始终围绕着这最有力量的五项奉爱服务去修习，我们就能够稳处在 Krishna 之觉当中，并且不断的进步。Maharaj 说，的确是这样，就像您本人一样。
Like Hong Kong in the beginning required a lot of patience because it wasn't happening very fast there.
在香港早期的发展过程当中，的确我们看到了早期奉献者们付出了太多的耐心，因为早期的发展并不迅速。而且是有困难的。
I remember Tamal Krishna, he was used to very quick results, getting things done quick, you know.
我记得塔姆拉克什纳马哈拉什他是速战速决的人，总是能够迅速的做好事，迅速的得到结果。
He told me once, he said, you can't believe this place. I've done this, I've done this, we've done so much and nothing. Nobody's joining, you know. But then they got to China and all of a sudden, you know, everybody, millions of everybody's rushing to take it up.
他曾经也跟我说，这个地方简直你都不敢相信，我们做了这个事，做了那个尝试，但最后还是很少有人能够，有人能够走进来，但后来他们到了中国大陆之后，却有很多人的在追随。
You know, it's true. In the beginning, it wasn't easy, and for the first year or two, you know, we did so many things. You know, we had our yoga class. We ran so many students from that through there, and you know all the rest, and. You know, we couldn't perceive any tangible result. But then all of a sudden, you know, things started to change. And, you know, one joined, another joined, and then, you know, things flourished. And, you know, at some point when we recruited quite a few local devotees, we became the number one small temple for book distribution in the world for several years.It's astounding that from, you know, from nothing it came to that. But I was thinking what you said earlier, it's a formula. And we can't change the formula. It's like cooking, you know. There's a recipe. And if you start tampering with the recipe, thinking, well, I'll put a little bit more sugar in, or I'll put a little less and this and that, you end up with a mess, you know. And the formula is so clear, you know. You chant the holy name attentively.You study the books, we hear the Bhagavatam, we worship the Lord in the form of the deity, worship, you know, the acharyas, the pure devotees of the Lord, and we create a dham. And in this way, you know, we're practicing Panchanga Bhakti, and from that everything flourishes. It's just, that's the process. You can't change it, you know, we can't improve upon it. Sometimes we want these, you know,these fancy, you know, new systems and this and that. But it all goes back to these basics, as taught by Rupa Goswami.
的确，在早期的时候是很艰难的，尤其是前一两年。虽然说我们做了那么多尝试，做了那么多事情，我们开瑜伽馆，教瑜伽学生，招人。要招学生，经历了很长时间，但是还是看不到有什么实际的结果。但是过了一段时间，事情突然就有了转机，我们开始能够招募到一些当地的奉献者。后来我们就成为了整个社团，全世界整个社团当中最领先的庙宇，领先的泰殊地区，这真的是很让人震惊的。我们从无到有，再到做的这么的卓越，这个整个过程其实就是因为我们坚持着最基本的配方，最基本的公式，就像做饭一样，你不能突然自己去调整这个配方，多加点糖，多加点盐等等。其实归结起来，就是因为我们坚持着这 Panchanga Bhakti。五项最有力量的奉爱服务，全神贯注的唱诵圣名，聆听圣典伯加尔坛，崇拜神像，崇拜 Acharya 先辈的灵性导师奉献者，这样的话我们营造一个圣地的氛围，这就是最基本的程序。说到底我们再怎么说都会得回到最基础的这些程序，总是有时候我们想要一些花哨的新的程序，新的体系，但实际上最有力量的、最根本的，还是这最基本的五项有力量的奉爱服务。
Amazing how long she remembered it. Yeah, like you're doing in China so much organizing, which is important to facilitate these basic things. Otherwise, No, when you get people, you need organization so that everybody can practice these basic things. So we have to cooperate together to help everybody do that.
的确是这样，我们也看到你在，看到，你在中国做着很多的组织管理的服务，这个也很重要。但是组织管理的目的依然是帮助所有的奉献者能够更好的去修习这五项最有力量的方案服务。人多了的确是需要管理组织的，但组织的目的还是要回到促进协助每个人做这五项方案服务。
Hare Krishna.
Okay. Thank you, Maharaj. On behalf of the 235 attendees we have this morning, I'm subtracting the two of us. We want to thank you. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts for taking the time and trouble this morning to speak with us.
Thank you so many.
Maharaj, 我想代表今天在线听课的235名奉献者，当然在线的我没有算我们俩，就是说其他听课的奉献者有235位，我代表他们感谢您，感谢您能够百忙之中抽出时间跟我们来分享您的经历，也给我们这么大的鼓舞。
And we would humbly request that you continue to bless us with your association.
Well, I'm happy with that. Praying I can visit again.
Mm. 我们继续谦卑的去祈祷，祈祷您能够继续给我们祝福，给我们您的神圣的联谊。马哈拉就说，我祈祷我能够很快又能拜访中国。
But so you wrong you go away.You two with De Fong Shan Jay. Always remember that.
Maharaj 就说所有荣耀归于聚会的奉献者，始终我们要记住这一点。荣耀归于所有聚会的奉献者。Thank you, Maharaj.
All glory to the most important. Okay, I have some other appointments, so thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
And
please pray for take care.
Please pray for me. I can become a devotee.
As per your request, we pray for you, and you please pray for us.
All right. There's reciprocation. That's what's important. All right.
We accept your request. We pray for you, and you please pray for us.
Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Rama
Hare Hare
Gaur Premanandi Hare Hare
Beautiful.